Welcome to the...
Hey, wait. Can I ask you a question?
Already?
Yeah. The song you just played, Rapper's Delight,
yeah.
What does that have to do with what you're about to talk about?
Well, because I am known for my rapping, I don't know
stop.
Have you ever...
What do you mean you're known for your rapping?
Can I introduce myself to the new...
Oh, were we on the air?
And you... people
that are
joining us.
I didn't know you were on the air.
What do you
mean?
Go
ahead. Okay. I don't know. I was just sitting there.
I like how this is going already. Okay.
Let's start. Let's try and start over.
I was just confused by the song that just played. I didn't understand why that song just played. But go ahead.
For the love of God. For all of my new listeners on WFNU 94.1 FM. This is...
And for the four people that used to listen, go ahead.
This is Goog Applebaum, otherwise known as the go to the many listeners that have listened on Spotify and all podcast avenues, the selfie life. You, my friend Katie, I will not say my friend Scott, you two are involved in the Selfie Life reboot era. You know how everything has a new era now because of T-Swizzle?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what are we doing here? I thought...
Taylor Swift.
This was a meeting about something else.
This is going to be the newest, most exciting radio show on WFNU and all podcast streaming since Connor's Corner.
This isn't my last day on this?
This may be, you know, if you continue to interrupt the goal.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're gonna be
I'll just
done.
Finish.
I'll
finish my coffee. Go ahead.
Please do. I love
this. Dude, I have a question for you.
Yes,
I had a feeling you would.
I know this, but our listeners might not know. Why is the show called The Selfie Life?
Okay. Yeah.
I am glad you asked. So it is The Selfie Life because I had a purpose in life, and that was to embarrass my kids, who I refer to as the haters. Mm. So I would take selfies throughout their school, with their friends, throughout town, with Mickey Mouse, whoever basically I could take a selfie with, and then post that on social media, which, by the way, I will gladly share with everyone. And I would post this without their knowledge, and all of their friends loved it. It embarrassed them. So it became known as The Selfie Life.
Haven't you crossed the age where you're not supposed to take selfies anymore?
No, there is no such age. That's like saying,
there might be.
Do you believe in Santa Claus?
Of course. That has nothing to do with
it. Then it's the same thing. There is no...
How?
What do you mean how? All ages believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Someone as fine as me can take selfies whenever they feel.
Yeah, you couldn't even say it with a straight face, but go ahead.
Well, they can't see my face, first of all.
Oh, okay.
And if you continue to do this, Katie, I'm going to need, I don't know how you...
That was a question. Go ahead.
Okay, I just got back from Disney, and just for the record, I have a selfie with Mickey, Donald, Goofy, Pluto, and Minnie.
Those jokes write themselves, so I'll just let you keep talking.
Do you have a favorite selfie, or like
good question.
Mickey, is there someone that you've taken a selfie with where you're like, this is the best one yet?
I do. Well, that's a great question, Katie, and I may have to dig a little
Dumbo?
Deeper. Or, well, you know what you can do in the meantime while I think of it?
Oh, I'm sure she'll race to do this.
For all of the listeners that want to see these selfies, they should follow Craig Goog Applebaum at The Selfie Life on Instagram. And they can see some of these selfies in action. But
I feel that was desperate.
What?
I feel that was desperate.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. That wasn't desperate. That wasn't desperate. I mean, I'm doing them the favor. But I think that one of my favorite selfies, I have one with the Statue of Liberty.
Nice. Okay.
The North St. Paul snowman, for those listening, he's a personal friend of mine. We're just...
Maybe. Oh, I see him. He's got a rainbow neck behind him. That's nice. Okay. But I don't know if that's considered a selfie because I don't see you in it.
No, that one's not a selfie, but I have some. You got to scroll down. I have one with Connor O'Meara, the selfie.
That's a good one.
Famous. There's a Marilyn Monroe-looking woman that you have a selfie with.
Yeah, that's not a looking woman. That is Marilyn Monroe. Ah. Yep. She asked me for my digits. You know what that means, Scott?
I do. I do. Yeah.
Okay. Because if you need some, because Katie and I are going to have no problem.
By the way, you don't notice me trying to find these pictures, do you?
No, you know what? You may be in one, just one.
Great.
I'm not sure.
People actually listen to this?
Well, not only do they listen to this, but think of how many more people are going to listen, because now I have this great new platform.
I might have to think about that. That's a good point.
So what do you talk about on the Selfie Life besides selfies?
Great question.
Yeah, but except about yourself and taking pictures with people. I'd love to know too.
Well, this is where it gets good. I like to think that I am a reality store a reality show enthusiast.
I'm just curious where you put it.
Where I put what?
Your man card.
Oh,
where do you keep it? You're not going to.
You don't worry
for a while.
About that.
I'm just curious where you keep it.
Just because Mom and Sue haven't given you yours yet doesn't mean I don't own mine.
I don't know who those people are you're talking about, but go ahead.
I don't either. But so we talk a lot of reality TV, pop culture in general, which I think we have a lot to discuss today regarding the Grammys, Tay Tay, the Super Bowl.
Do the Grammys allow men to win awards anymore, or is that?
No. Well,
I wasn't sure.
Okay, let's talk about this. So rapper Mike won. Who?
Is that a real person?
It is. He won 3 Grammys and then got arrested and walked out of the Grammys for, I'm not sure what he did.
Was he arrested at the Grammys?
At the Grammys. He won 3 awards and then they escorted him out in handcuffs. Wow. So I guess the good news is they let him accept his awards, right?
That is nice of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing some Google research while we talk. So yeah, I'm going to find out why Mike got arrested.
Yes.
Rapper Mike.
You know, speaking of, we were talking earlier about Rapper's Delay, and there's a line in there where it says, I brought 2 friends along. So even though we kind of already touched base, but to the millions and millions of the Gold's followers, I like to introduce, again, just in case we miss this, my very good friend, Katie. Thank you for being here and being a part of this reboot.
Well, thank you for asking me to be a part of Selfie Life 2.0.
Yes.
That's even better.
And then, unfortunately, we have Scott on the other side. He's got a face for radio, so it's a good thing that this is not on some sort of video platform. And he's also one of the haters. He may be the first true hater in my life.
Wow.
And then my kids. Yeah.
So who's older?
I am.
That would be Scott.
So did you guys, like, growing up, is it just the two of you in your family, or do you have other siblings?
Yeah. No.
Well, we have a bird. We have a.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You have the bird. Your mom
is
a bird.
Yeah. You know, my listeners know about the hatred for the bird.
Oh, I can't stand the bird.
No.
How old is this bird?
Too old. The bird must be, let's see, I think Maya was 4 or 5. I think Maya and Will, Scott's youngest and my youngest, actually went with to purchase this bird. So we hold them equally responsible. Okay. I want to say the bird's 14, 15 years old, I bet.
Wow.
We've lived in terror for the last 14 years.
It's not good.
What does the bird do?
Whatever he wants to do.
He drinks wine.
Drinks wine.
Diet Coke. We're not supposed to say that, though, I think, because we don't care if she gets in trouble.
No, I could care.
He bites anything that goes near him.
Oh. But he does. But she says he doesn't.
Right. I don't know. He squawks to no end.
What's
his
name?
He runs around. Oh.
LaRue.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yes. You'd have to Google that. It's something in Hawaiian, like pain in the butt. I don't know.
Probably favorite. It's probably favorite child in Hawaiian.
I'll tell you what. He is one living thing that I have not taken a selfie with. I even have my limits. Yeah, that's how bad things are. No. Now, if the millions of the Goats fans demanded to see a selfie with the bird. I may have.
Are you, by the way, are you at Disney World right now? All I can see is Disney things.
No, those are past ones. I'm going to have to update it because we have new. Yeah. You know, Maya was concerned that you were going to mention my background.
So don't worry, I won't.
No, you totally just made her, all of her insecurities come true. You are definitely not a girl dad like I.
What is it? I mean, I just asked you if you're at Disney World.
Correct.
How's that not being a girl? I am not a girl dad, by the way.
You're not a girl dad.
I mean, I have several boys, so that would, but I mean, it's not like I wouldn't be a girl dad.
Can we get back before you cost me any listeners? Let's should we start with?
Yeah, I'm thinking that, and then I won't say another word for at least a minute. I think that I'm just saying what a lot of the people have been thinking. It's a hunch.
I think that when the listeners find this,
explain to Katie and I, who's your average listener? Like, who are we talking about here? Are they in prison? Is this the only channel they can get? Like, explain to Katie and I who the average
Katie,
person
is. You're supposed to be on my side, first of all.
Well, she doesn't know.
Well, she's laughing.
I like the, I'm picturing all the inmates in prison gathering around.
Right, listening to this.
The radio listening. Also, I think LaRue probably is listening.
Probably.
LaRue probably is. And I have absolutely zero problem to all the inmates that may be listening. I mean, that's
so
a
who listens
entertainment
to,
too.
Who are the people that are listening to this?
Well, you know, I don't like to brag. I mean,
I'm asking.
If I can quote a lyric of Rapper's Delight, I don't mean I like hot butter on a breakfast toast. Well, just saying, if the viewers could see this pretty face, they would understand why 80%.
Is there a reason you're avoiding my question? Oh, wait, it's what?
80% is of the female population.
Oh, so you fit right in. That makes sense. So you're basically, what you're saying is you can relate to an 18-year-old girl.
Well, I can because I'm a girl dad, but I also can relate to a 50-year-old woman. And now,
which is closer to what you are. Good point.
Because of Katie, that is going to go up. That is going to skyrocket.
Katie's a lot younger than 50, so I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
I wasn't saying the 50 age. I was saying the female parts.
Okay.
Well, I was trying to get some data, but I can't do it on my phone because I can't do two things at once. Mm-hmm. But let's just say besides that, I have a wide variety. The last time I checked, I had listeners in, I think, like 16 different countries.
Wow.
Yes. And I will try and pull that up for next time. America.
Which makes total sense because they don't speak English, so they have no idea what he's saying. I get it.
80.
It makes it a lot funnier when they don't know.
Is there a way for your listeners to like interact or ask questions?
Good point. Yeah, good question.
I have a Facebook page. Of course, it's called The Selfie Life. And if you would like to look that up, and you could ask to join, or you could look up Craig Gugapelbaum on Facebook, and I can invite you in that way. Before I would like maybe take polls of different things. What do you want to listen to, or comments that you want to make that I would read on the air, things in that nature. Now, this was kind of, you know, now just want to say that I'm a TikTok star. I'm an international TikTok star. So before I really got going on TikTok, I didn't use that platform. But now I think we really got to utilize TikTok. We can film some of this. I can have one of the haters film us recording this or come into the studio when we're live in the studio, and we can share it on TikTok.
And I
have a much broader group of people watching me on TikTok. That's some of my finest work, I have to say.
I do TikTok. Like your TikToks, yeah.
Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that. Yeah, I do my best. You know, sometimes you have a vision for something and it doesn't translate on TikTok, and then sometimes you just nail it. And I feel like 90% of the time I just nail it.
I am not allowed to make any more TikToks. My daughter says that it's too cringe.
And he's twice your age and he's doing it, so go figure.
I like your TikToks.
I'm still going to do it, though.
Well, good. I was going to say, because we could, I like the cringe. And, mm-hmm. well, we could, I mean, if you and I do a collab and we just really cringe out our children.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
It'd be totes bussin.
It was. It totes my goals. Yes. Yeah. Do you know that reference, Scott? Probably not.
Someone was just texting me that I should get off this as fast as possible. But
you would be hurting yourself, so you do what you gotta do.
No, I'll stick it out. Just I don't want to be a quitter, but.
Well, I did find out some information of Killer Mike's arrest. Oh, if we want to, he was booked on suspicion of misdemeanor battery.
Uh-oh.
And then he was released later that day. Killer Mike says that it was an overzealous security guard that caught up with him, and it was all a big misunderstanding.
It typically is, right?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know much about Killer Mike, but he's free. He's not in jail.
The free Mike, you know, like free Britney. How do you feel about Britney Spears? Let's jump into some of this.
Yeah.
Since it came up, what are your thoughts on her?
I was never a huge Brit fan, but you know, I was glad that the conservatorship was over. But now I'm thinking it might have been for a good reason. She seems nuts.
She has outrageous videos or something.
Yeah, it's just she's just spinning. She's just twirling and twirling and twirling in the camera. And I think I really was a big fan of Sam Agassari, her ex-husband. I think he was pretty good for her, but it didn't seem like that was going to last.
Was he the latest ex-husband or the third?
The latest one, yes. Yeah.
Well, when that seemed to be over is when she started spinning, and the part that you left out is sometimes she has a knife when she's spinning.
Oh yeah, but yeah. According to her, because the police showed up after she posted those videos of her spinning with the knives, that they were props; they're not real knives. Oh. Which is even weirder. Why would you have fake knives?
Right. What was the message she was trying to send? I didn't understand. I follow her on Instagram because I like a good train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes me extremely uncomfortable.
But you still watch.
Well, it's research.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for this?
Yeah. She's not aged well, by the way. I'm just gonna say that.
Well, I mean, she's
say that?
I think
that,
she's
have you,
was mean, but
have you read her book at all, either of you?
Okay, so funny story is
he doesn't know how to read.
Well, I don't like reading. If you can
the
watch
Audible
the
version.
If you can watch the movie in 2 hours, but I kept saying, I came home one day and I said, I almost bought the Britney Spears book at Costco because it was on sale. And then everyone made fun of me, said, you haven't read a book. I think the last book I read was maybe Kirby Puckett's autobiography. So I said, no, I'm going to read this one. I'm going to read this one. So for Christmas, they gave me the Britney Spears book. So I'm like, okay. So I bring it to Florida. As if I thought I was going to read this book. So
I hope, I hope you weren't reading it on the plane.
Oh, no. No, no.
That
no,
could
no.
be awkward if someone turns over and looks to see what you're reading.
So, what I had to do was, I did read the first, I'm on page 3 in case you're wondering. But I took the book and I sat out, and well, it wasn't sunny, so I sat out on the clouds. And then the kids took a picture of me reading the book. So, just strictly for social media. Points. And then my son actually posted it before I could because he wanted to post it because he thought it was so funny. So then I had this brilliant idea that I never did. I said, we should take this to wherever I go, like to the beach reading the book, you know, on the plane reading the book, to Disney reading it. And Maya said she would not take any pictures of me pretending to read the Britney Spears
book. Well, you could do your selfie with it.
Correct. So long story short, I probably... To Scott's point, the only 50-some-year-old, we'll leave it at that, who has the Britney Spears book as a table book on his living room table.
So, speaking of Britney Spears, the very first time you and I sort of interacted with her, it didn't go well. Why would you ever circle back to her?
It's a good point. I mean, it started well. It just didn't end well.
How have you guys interacted with her?
Well, we went to the, I mean, this is good. We took our kid. We went to the concert.
We went to a concert, took our kids, our youngest, well, I guess our oldest at the time, who
right.
were pretty young. And It was a very good concert, but mine, of course.
Until it wasn't,
decided that she didn't feel good and didn't say anything, or she ate too much. Whatever the case is, as we're leaving, let's just say that she let out.
Well, wait, have you ever left a concert? You know how you're walking up and there's 1,000 people walking up?
Mm-hmm.
Like nose to nose, you're trying to get up to the aisle. Go ahead.
Her tummy hurt a little bit, and some vomit came out.
Mm-hmm.
Onto Scott's shoes.
Not just my shoes.
All the way down the stairs, you know, at Target Center.
Onto like 17 people. There was a whole chain reaction.
People are walking up, the puke is going down.
Yeah, so I haven't really looked at Britney Spears the same ever since.
Or my daughter, for that
matter. Or her either.
Yeah. So then we took her to, I think, I don't know if an usher or whatever saw it. I don't remember how we ended up in the nurse's station.
Well, because she threw up on about a half a dozen people, that's why.
Right.
I mean, if you want to know the reason we ended up in the nurse's station, it pretty much is there.
Right. So they cleaned her up a little, and we went home, and she never did it again that night. But and luckily, it was on the way out, right, I guess?
Yeah, after you've seen what you wanted to see. Scott, this is not the first time someone's puked on you at a sporting event, right? I feel like we were just talking about this.
Well, this might have been one of the ones we've talked about. I've been puked on a few times. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
One time, for all those parents out there, although hopefully most of these 17-year-old girls listening to the show aren't parents yet, but if they are, God bless you. Sam, my son, I kind of picked him up and threw him up, and he threw up right down my throat.
Oh, whoa.
That was fun.
Wow.
Yeah, he was grounded.
Katie, you've never had that? I mean,
I've been puked
and thrown up on.
I've been puked on. Yeah. I mean, I feel like every parent has, but
right.
Thankfully not. I think it's been in the house. It hasn't been anywhere in public, because it's a lot to clean up. And then, on a plane once.
Worry about your hair. See, if they throw up on us, we don't have to worry about our hair.
Yeah.
You have to worry about that.
That's true.
I didn't say that.
I mean, you can't, like, it's the smell. Like,
oh, I can't. Yeah.
No. And I can't. I mean, when I was younger,
I'm surprised.
But now I can't. Like, I'll gag with them at this point.
I'm surprised that's not some reality show you watch.
Puking something.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, some of the ones you watch are just horrifying. I'm surprised this isn't one of them.
Well, this could be a good leeway. So Katie was telling us.
I'm a professional, by the way. It's called a segue.
Okay, I don't know isn't that the thing you ride around in?
Yes, but it's both. Leeway is, never mind. Go ahead. Okay. It could be a good leeway or whatever.
I think at this point we need the lady to speak, because we might have lost some people.
You could just call it a transition.
Okay.
That could be a whole show too.
Yeah.
That could.
Which is fine if it is.
It's great.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Yes. I find it fascinating and I'm very interested in the whole procedure. But
I mean, probably the most famous I guess it wasn't a transit. Well, it was one of the most famous people ever Goog and I spoke to.
Bruce
Jenner or
yes.
Yeah, what's
did we eat with Bruce Jenner?
We had Wheaties with Bruce Jenner.
We had Wheaties with Bruce Jenner.
How? What is this story?
Oh, we have so many stories.
Yeah, I know. Well,
so when Bruce Jenner was on the cover of Wheaties, you know, which he might have been the first athlete to.
Well, he was the greatest athlete in the world.
He was. So at the time, our father worked for Rainbow Foods. And General Mills invited him and Scott and I to I just admitted that we're related, shoot. Invited us to this Breakfast of Champions is what they called it. And Bruce Jenner had a book out, so you could meet him. It was breakfast. I don't know if it was actually Wheaties, and then you could go out, take a picture with him, he'd sign a copy of his book for you, and that was off where you went, kind of.
It was actually shortly after O.J. Simpson took a picture with his arms around our neck. And that's not, that's the fight. Well, that's true.
When we go live or something, or if we ever, if we do like a Facebook live, you know, on the selfie, like I'll have the picture to show because it's, I mean, I know that no one, they can't, but Katie, for your point, like his hands are like this, he's standing behind me and
he's choking me.
I'm in front of him and he's basically choking.
Who would have known? Yes. I mean, where did he's you- got big hands. Same place as Bruce Jenner, just a week earlier.
The St. Paul Decathlon, yeah. So we're going to add, so I haven't done it much lately, but I have an autograph collection that's pretty extensive. And so a lot of these things, people knew about it, and they would invite us to places. Or again, my dad, because of working for Rainbow, he was invited. Because at that time, the OJ one was, there was an orange juice out. His picture was on the thing of orange juice. So that's how the OJ one came. But
you know,
I must have been maybe 12 or 13. And literally as he's standing behind me with his arm, his hands around my throat.
You lucked out.
I have the same picture.
I'll text you the picture tonight.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Kind of along the lines of transitioning, it does remind me of another story that Goog and I and then person I live with went to meet David Bowie, for of you familiar, and we were going to go to the concert, although none of us liked David Bowie, so we were going to we went backstage before the concert. There's about 60 of us in the room, kind of in a circle, and I don't, maybe this is one thing about people that David Bowie people,
this was
don't know.
There during David Bowie's Pepsi commercial era.
Okay. Yeah,
he was very popular. He's, first of all, he walks in the room and he's tiny. Like he looks like a, or he did look like a tall dude, very tiny. And he kind of looks, and it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. For a second, I thought I was going to be related to him through marriage. He just makes eye contact with Goog from the other side of the room. There's 60 people. And he starts walking, and I said to the person I live with, oh my God, he's coming right over here. And he just walks right up to Goog. The most awkward handshake type thing I've ever seen. And they exchanged googly eyes. It was interesting. And
this was the day, unfortunately, before cell phones too. Like,
yeah, there was no way to get, I couldn't, no one could capture any of this. And he basically talked to Goog for about 10 minutes and left the room and left everyone else standing there.
Well, and I was the only one in the room that got his autograph. That is actually extremely valuable.
What was he so like? Why was he so drawn to me?
Katie, look at me.
Katie, you're right, because we were going, of all the people in here, what am I missing?
Look at me now, and then imagine me 35 years ago. What a stud muffin. I should be offended, but I'm not.
David Bowie certainly thought so. Yeah, it was.
What did you guys talk about? For the 10 minutes.
I can't totally remember. I wish I could, but I don't. I knew the entire time, all I could think about is how I'm never going to hear the end of this from my Scott. And it was right. And you know, the worst, there's going to be a lot of haters, listeners out there that when we tell them that we are literally in the second row.
Oh, this is the best floor, part.
Center stage. We listened to one song and we left.
I don't think we did. I think we left before you started. At the opening act,
I thought we listened to one song just because
there was an intermission. We all looked at each other and went, I think we came for what we got.
Didn't get any better than that. Yeah.
Yeah. And we left. Right. I got hit on and an autograph. That's what I want.
He got an autograph. He was hit on and we left four seats in the second row.
No. I know. You could have sold your tickets on the way out.
Oh, that's a good point.
Definitely. We could have sold them on the way in too, probably. But,
I wish.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you guys have met, from all the famous people you've met, then who's been your favorite?
We have so many stories. That I wasn't flexing there, so apologize for people to think I was flexing. Scott, that means braiding in your language. I think one of the most fun and the one because it was over and over and over again, and if we saw this person today he would probably still remember us, maybe, except for I think he likes the Mary Jane, but Jesse Ventura probably would have to go down as one of our favorites. Maybe not even, well, he turned into a pretty big celebrity. But I think just because we played golf with him at the Make-A-Wish Foundation several years, and it just, it was a lot of fun. He comes to mind.
I have a good one. So we were in Pittsburgh.
Oh, geez. This one, do we have to get a, do we need a break yet to let everyone know that we're on WFNU 94.1 FM, Frogtown Radio?
No.
Okay.
That was it. You did it.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
So we're in Pittsburgh.
This story haunts me for life.
And we get on the elevator. Now
keep in mind the fact that I'm an autograph collector.
Yeah, and I always could tell who they were. So my
and I'm young. So are you.
So my dad, Goog, and I get on it. As we're walking on the elevator, in the very back of the elevator, we could see a bunch of people. And then there was three very large security guards in front of them, but or just standing there. We don't know. And then there's two guys in the corner. So we're on the elevator, and I whisper to Goog, Goog, that's Lenny and Squiggy right there. It's from the Laverne and Shirley show, okay, which most people don't even know who they are. They're very obscure. Correct. So I Googles what? I go, it's Lenny and Squiggy. Now, meanwhile, they're 3 feet from me. They can hear me. So, and they have weird voices on the show. So Goog, I switch spots with Goog. He goes, hey, guys, could I get your autograph? And they're kind of like, how do you know us? How could you possibly know? And then they remembered, oh, wait, they can't use their real voices. So they sort of talked in their weird little way. And Goog gets the autograph and says, thank you. And the elevator opens. And we're going on a bus to go to this game. And there's another bus. And as we're walking to the bus to get to our bus, the bus right next to our bus, Jackson 5. And
whoa,
the guys in the back of the elevator walk right by us and get on the bus. So in summary, Goog got Lenny and Squiggy's autograph when Michael, Randy, Tito, you can
Jermaine, Randy,
they were on the elevator with us.
Whoa.
They must have thought we were the two dumbest dudes they've ever seen.
So you had no idea it was Jackson 5's.
Well,
on
I didn't
the
really,
with you.
When I saw the,
not,
we,
no,
we didn't.
No. Because we didn't really, and we're so focused at this point on
these, and I didn't want to turn around and put these big guys and stare at them. So I just kind of saw the big guys and turned back around.
Wow.
Yeah. One of the most horrifying stories.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh. But well, we saw the tour cool bus. I mean, we rode an elevator with Michael, Tito, Jermaine,
and Randy.
Randy.
That's pretty cool. I think the most famous person I've met, I went to the Back to the 90s concert tour at Treasure Island Casino. And my friend and I were kind of dancing in the front area. And Vanilla Ice pulled me on stage. And I got to dance with him. And Downtown Julie Brown was there. We were on stage.
Oh yeah.
Wasn't that just a few years ago?
It was. It was like four years ago.
Katie?
CNC Music Factory was supposed to be there, but they didn't show up.
Home Load?
No, Coolio.
Okay, then that's not the one. I was going to say I might have been there, but the one I went to had MC Hammer, Tone Loc. That's pretty cool, though, that you got to dance with Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Well, I don't know if dancing's right. Were you twerking or what?
No, I don't know how to twerk. Tried, but a lot of practicing in the mirror, but doesn't work.
That would be cringe on TikTok for your daughter if you want.
Yeah, that would be cringe for everybody.
Not the twerking part, but the practicing in the mirror twerking part.
When we go to Florida, we're on A1A Avenue all the time.
Oh yes, every time I've gone to Florida, I sing that song in my head. Beachfront Avenue.
Yeah. That was pretty good, Katie.
Thanks. I have some Prince.
Not the
I
Jackson
some,
5, but.
Well, I have some, no, I have some Prince claim to fame stuff.
Ooh, what's
we'll say that. Well, Prince's girl, during the Purple Rain tour, I went to high school with his girlfriend. She was in high school. I'm not sure where she is today.
Quite
a long time ago, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
So how old was Prince at the time?
A lot older than 18.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was Prince.
Different times.
He was Prince. We never
He called himself, remember in the Purple Rain movie, he called himself the Kid?
Yeah.
his bodyguard brought over a big, huge box at intermission of one of the shows and said, the kid wants you to have this. It was a fur coat.
Oh, wow.
It was very nice of him to give it to me, but no, I'm just kidding. It was for his girlfriend. Yeah, it was pretty weird. But
so, and you guys went to Highland?
Did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Connor. I mean, not with Connor.
No, but yeah. We were both legends of the park, Highland Park, St. Paul. Legends.
Katie went to Central.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So your principal, Miss McAbee, mm-hmm. right?
Miss McBee.
Was that her name?
Miss McBee.
McBee.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is married to our cousin.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, St. Small.
Yep. Oh. Yeah. And that, yeah, for sure. So.
Yep. She was a great principal. She was principal for 20 some years
just
at
retired.
Least.
Yeah. Just a few years ago. Yep. Yeah. So. So since we were talking about music, can we just talk about a little bit about Taylor Swift? So we sort of hit on the Grammys. I don't know if you watch the Grammys, but she's getting heat for her Grammy. I don't know if you saw the story, but Celine Dion presented her best album of the year award. And it was really strange. So one of her BFFs is Lana Del Rey or Lana, I can't remember. Oh, and who was in the same category and lost.
Mm.
Well, Tay-Tay decided to grab her and try and bring her on stage with her because she was one of the producers or directors of this album that won, even though she lost for herself. So that was very awkward. And then she was jumping all over the place with hugging people. And then Celine Dion, who had the trophy, she went and grabbed the trophy from her and went and gave a speech and didn't acknowledge her, basically. So she's getting a lot of heat. Now, her explanation was they were told that because of Celine Dion's condition and whatever the health issues are, that I don't know the term, that you're not supposed to touch her or hug her or anything. So this is what Taylor Swift is claiming. And then there were pictures afterwards of the two hugging because she said that Celine Dion gave her permission to hug her. So, like, do you think that there's just so much hate for Taylor Swift, or do you think she dodged a bullet there? Or, I mean, so what are just both of your thoughts on her in general and this whole football deal? Like, I don't have a problem with them showing her personally, but like, what are your thoughts on her?
I am not a huge Taylor Swift fan. My daughter likes Taylor Swift, has gone to her concert and had the bracelets and all the stuff. I think she's fine. I don't like have a problem with her. I think if it's gonna get people more interested in football, I don't think that's a problem. I mean, I don't understand why people who are really into football are mad that they show her for a couple seconds. I mean, it doesn't take away from the game at all. It gets people more interested in the game, and it doesn't interrupt anything. It's just, I mean, how often do they show, I don't know, like Jay-Z or some other celebrity that's at a game?
That's my feeling. And then Kelsey's mom, you know, last year especially, because they're both in the Super Bowl, they showed the mom well more than they showed Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, what do you think?
So I could have done without her, and then now I like her. I mean, she actually looks normal now. She's doing what normal people do. She's a fan of football, whatever. She's cheering on her boyfriend. So I actually like her now. I could care less about her before, but she seems more normal now. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I agree. And she's got so much heat because she's using her private jet to fly back and forth. And I understand the environmentalist out there. So I want to be respectful to them, but let's be honest. If I could fly private and go from Tokyo to Vegas in the day to perform and see my boyfriend or girlfriend, whoever, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the biggest politicians in the world that complain about this all take private jets.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And how does the team get around? Don't they fly around? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying because she'll go do a couple shows in across the, you know, in a different country, come home for the rest of the week because she only performs on Saturday and Sunday, flies home and then goes back. So, you know, she may be flying to Asia 2-3 times a month instead of staying in a hotel, you know,
yeah,
the whole time she's performing. Yeah.
Yeah. What I don't understand is the whole kind of how Taylor Swift has been turned into like a political thing now. It's like all the MAGA people are really against Taylor Swift being shown.
Because they're afraid that if she comes out for the other side with her popularity and getting people that maybe don't normally vote or don't know how to vote, that's what they're afraid of. If she endorses the other party, I think they're afraid because, I mean, you're talking probably 100 million. I mean, what does she have followers on social media? Literally hundreds of millions of people. So let's say 10 million people go and vote her way just because she's voting that way, I think is what's...
I mean, has anyone ever asked her? Like, I mean, I don't think she's a Trump supporter, but I don't know. I haven't ever heard her say she's a Biden supporter either.
No. I think she tries to, you know, be down the middle, you know, because she knows that. I think she wants to try and be as responsible as possible with that, knowing
she also doesn't want to lose any fans. Let's be honest.
No,
she doesn't. True. Yeah.
Right.
Good point.
But I think that if she did support Trump, I think she'd have a lot more backlash presenting herself the way she does.
I would love to see if she did support Trump. I would love to see Trump bring her on like a campaign tour,
God, would it be great.
Like he used to do with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be something. I think literally there'd be.
If nothing else, the man is entertaining.
Very.
I don't think I don't know if he tries to be, but he's entertaining.
Oh, Trump.
Yeah.
Oh.
I said entertaining.
I'm not saying anything.
Maybe for all the wrong reasons, too, by the way.
I mean, Biden's been entertaining lately, too.
Oh, yeah. No,
for the wrong reasons as well.
Yeah. What's this new thing where he's fighting with the Snickers company because he said they made the Snicker bars smaller. He had the fun size. He didn't realize it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know.
He thought they shrunk the candy bars.
When Cody was little, he used to mumble as you. And so I would always have to have his sister, Kendra, a.k.a. hater number one, tell me what he said. Well, that's what I feel sometimes with Biden. I'd be like, what did he say? I have no idea what this man said.
Yeah.
He needs that's subtitles. Actually,
yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, he's only the president, so it's not that big of a deal.
He's old. Speaking of that, King Charles, I mean, I'm not a fan of the royal family. I don't know how you feel, but I think we do have to address the fact that he has cancer. And I'm assuming because they won't say what kind of cancer it is, that maybe it's a little bit more than we think.
See, I mean, if you would have asked me this before he said he had cancer, you would have got a much different answer. But considering he's got cancer, I can't say what I would have said before. If that helps you understand what I feel about the royal family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because now that he has cancer, you can't wish things upon
him. Yeah.
I can't say that. If the entire royal family got lost in space, I'd be fine. I can't say that.
I don't get the fascination, but your mother and I had a discussion in Florida because she watches The Crown, so all of a sudden she's become an expert on Queen Elizabeth.
Because I'm sure it's exactly true.
Well, I said, so you're watching a show that wants you to portray someone the way they want you to see her, and all of a sudden you're an expert. But, she's a big, did you know she's a big fan of the Queen?
I was not aware.
I didn't either. So somehow the first 50-some years of my life, it went.
Well, wait, but the Queen died, right?
She did.
Okay, that's what I thought.
But, I'm not into all that. British accents in general, I need a translator. Like I just, there's something where I'm like, it's just so hard for me to comprehend what they're saying. I'm sure The Crown has subtitles if I wanted to watch it, but I'm just not that interested.
I'm with, you know what it reminds me of? It's one of my favorite reality shows is Love Island Australia.
Mm.
I love the Australian accent, but there are times when no clue. It's like they have mashed potatoes in their mouth or something. I don't understand them. But USA, Love Island UK, Love Island Australia.
Okay, wait, time out. They all speak English, so what's the difference?
One is filmed in the US, one's filmed in the UK, one's filmed in Australia.
Who cares? They all speak English. It's not like
I'm not following. What do you mean? Who cares about what?
Well, why do they have to do it in another country if they spoke a different language?
Well, it's like Australia. They come from like I'm assuming Sydney. I don't know all of the different places in Australia because.
But what's the object? Love Island. I can only imagine what the object of this.
Okay, so let me share with you. I'm glad you asked. So you have you start with I think six males, and you're basically on an island. You know, somewhere
I figured that was coming into play somewhere.
And so they're in swimsuits and bikinis the whole time. And then they go to find love. So like on day one, there's the six girls. And then let's say that you come out and then the girls are looking at you. And then any girl that wants to pair up with you steps forward. If no one steps and then so whoever steps forward, if only one steps forward, then that person goes. If no one steps forward, then the gentleman picks, and if they all step forward, the gentleman picks. Well, this goes on until all six people are paired up, and you can steal people, whatever. Well, then, as the days go on, what they call a bombshell will come into the island. Mm-hmm. So, like, it may be females at first, and then things get crazy, cray cray, as they like to say. And then eventually, there's
no one I know is like to say that, but go ahead.
Well, you know me, and I like to say Cray Cray. And you know what? It brought a smile to Katie's face.
Well, I think it brought, mm-hmm. I think she Cray just, Cray. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I know you're going away for a while, but if you're going to be.
I'm thinking you should go away for a while.
I've been away for a while, and the Golds fans are so excited about this new reboot that the Selfie Life is back, bigger and better, even with you. We're bigger and better, and I'm not going away anymore. I am here to stay. So you either got to deal with it, and then you go start doing your research on what we're talking about, because Katie and I cannot cover for you forever.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there's only one queen, and that's RuPaul, so I feel I need to say that.
I have never watched Love Island, but I have never. But I am a huge Love is Blind fan.
Me too. The new one's coming out soon.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, duh. That makes sense. And did you see Micah is going to be back on?
No.
Yes. I saw on Instagram that she is going to give it another chance.
Oh, wait. She? Oh.
Yeah,
Micah. Like
M-I-C-A-H-N-M-I-C-K-E-Y. M-O-U-S-C. See?
out of all these shows.
Yeah.
So there's probably thousands of men, thousands of women. How many are actually stayed married? Like one?
Okay, so the funny thing is Big Brother, another huge favorite, it's not a dating show, and they have the most relationships that develop on air
It's not a dating show.
Probably. Yeah. Showmans. We like to say showmans in the biz.
Okay.
Yep. Well, and Katie, I don't know if we have enough time, but we were trying to say that you did your homework for today and you watched Farmer Wants a Wife.
I did. I haven't seen the first season. I started the second season, which came out last week, episode one. I like the premise. I like farmers. I like the cowboy outfits. Some of these women, I mean, I don't, it's not the
Isn't
women
there
from
a
Love is Blind.
Connection?
There is.
I think we asked our source today, and he said that it's not listed as she's from Minnesota because she moved to New York or somewhere. So we have to, unless Katie, you figured out which one it is.
Yeah, I did. Hold on. Oh, give me a second. Right. I looked it up.
You know the one farmer, I was going to say the one with the cowboy hat, but they all did. The one, you know the farmer who had the one girl that self-eliminated?
Yes.
I don't, what do you think of him? Something about him I don't like.
Well, he's older than the rest of them. He's divorced. He's got a child, a daughter. And I mean, I thought he was fine. I thought the woman who left was a little bit
10 cows, 400 chickens.
I thought the woman who left was a little bit crazy. Like
she was crazy.
Like she's from New York, so number one, she's completely out of place, like in farm life. And like
she went on just to get the clout.
Yeah, I agree. And then she saw that other people had a stronger connection with him. Right. And rather than being rejected, she just decided to leave.
Yeah.
So Let's see, Lake Lillian. That's where this girl is from, which is near Wilmer, Minnesota. And her name is Candace Peterson. He's dark, long hair. So I don't remember her from episode one.
No, I'm going to have to go stalk her on Instagram.
Candace with a K.
I really wouldn't say that.
What?
You're going to stalk her on Instagram?
Well, that's just the terminology. It's not like I will like send her messages or threats
until
or anything,
you do.
But I won't her. I'm going to pick someone. If I'm going to go down, it's going to be with someone from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the new season of The Bachelor. So Joey is The Bachelor. Joey, the new Bachelor, who's going to go down in the history books without a shadow of a doubt as the greatest Bachelor in history. We already know that.
After one show, you know this?
Wait, why? Was he the greatest?
Well, because he was on the previous Bachelorette and he made it to the finals and didn't get picked. But, like, Kendra and Maya, like, for the 2 hours it's on, all I hear is, he's so pretty. He's so gorgeous. He's so good looking. Oh, we love Joey. Now, the reason that Scott will understand this, Katie, you may not, but the reason that he really brought our attention when he was on The Bachelor is because he's a tennis pro from Kauai. And when they were doing his package, we kept laughing to see if we're going to see the tunnel of trees. But clearly he's not living in Kauai anymore. You know, because he's so famous, but it's just everything about him. I mean, I actually, he's a very good looking guy. He's likable. The past bachelors weren't, but the front runner already after two is from Becker, Minnesota, and her family owns a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, nice.
Just backing up, this guy is all these great things. Why is he on The Bachelor?
It's a very fair question because will say when I go on the middle-aged Bachelor, they will ask the same thing. Why do I have to be on the middle-aged Bachelor? Because I'm not going to be on the Golden Bachelor because that's cringy. So,
are you still dancing with Chuckendales?
You mean Chuckendales?
Yeah.
What's Chuckendales?
Well, there's Chippendales.
Chippendales?
And then there's Chuckendales.
I'm thinking of like Chuck and Don's pet food store.
Yeah, that too. There's Chubby Dale's. I mean, I could go on any of them, to be honest. But
okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so I don't know. So anyway, so the Bachelor, which I think we'll have to get more into as the weeks go on, and I think it's worth the investment. Mark my words, Joey will be the greatest Bachelor ever, and the girl from Minnesota, which of course I don't remember her name, is if she does not win, she will be the next Bachelorette, which would mean three Bachelorettes are from Minnesota. And
which, actually, now that you say that, she's just a typical Minnesota person.
Yep, second place.
They never win the big game.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Just like sports.
This one might, though. This one honestly might. Well, one, Becca, the Bachelorette from Minnesota, actually won that they stopped filming, and then they had, like, several weeks later, they had to go back and refilm it because he went to break up with her and said he wanted to go with the girl that he said no to for her. Because, you know, it comes down to two.
Oh.
And then she ended up being the Bachelorette. And that's when really they started doing this. We're going to take the fan favorites that don't win and make them the next Bachelor, Bachelorette.
So I went to a Gopher football game and met one of the Bachelors. He was there. And
Colton, right?
Yeah. How did that end up for him? What's he up to these days?
Well, he's married. It just this time it's with a gentleman and not a girl.
Okay.
Oh, but he is married.
The Bachelor worked out well for him, I guess.
Do they have like gay Bachelor and Bachelorette?
They have it. And my feeling is that ABC is not willing to take that risk because I would watch that over the Golden Bachelor in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Be a lot more entertaining.
Well, I think it'd be way more catty than that.
But there are some shows like on MTV that are You the One? Like some dating shows where they have mix. So they'll have people that are gay, people that are bi. And then the premises is the computer system tries to match you and you have to find out which is your match. So it could be a female, it could be a male and vice versa. You don't know because... So that one is actually pretty interesting.
What's the one, Goog? It has people from Love is Blind. on it. It's not an island. I think it's a hotel.
There's one called The Traitor that's got all different. That's a really good show too. It's got all different reality stars.
Traitor.
Yeah, well, that one, Scott, you would like.
Wait a second. I'm embarrassed to say this.
You watched?
No.
Oh.
There's a girl from Minnesota on it. I saw her on the local news the other morning.
No. From Big Brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember the show because there's the challenge that has a lot of different ones. But
that was MTV.
Yeah, but what
that
is
that one? I know.
I feel like I know. I'm going to research that because I know what you're talking about, but I can't. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, it's because I like that one as well. There's a lot of drama going on there.
Yeah.
When they have the exes come on and they meet up and then they can choose other people. Let me know when you find out.
Okay, because I know what you're talking about. I just got to put the name together. So, okay. Awesome. Again, Craig Goog Applebaum. And the Selfie Life TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I would love for you to follow us. And I don't know, Katie, thank you for being here. Scott, I don't know what I have to say to you.
That's fair.
Happy to be here, and I'm excited to watch some reality TV shows. We haven't even talked about The Real Housewives.
No.
There's so many.
The Real Housewives, Dancing with the Stars. I mean, that just goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once this viewership gets to where it is, we can have a watch. You know how they have watch parties, like for all these shows?
Oh, yeah.
We could have a watch party for The Selfie Life.
Would that require meeting some of your fans?
Yep.
I'll get back to
you. Aaron Smith is a huge fan. I think both of you know Aaron Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We know Aaron.
Yep. So I had to get a shout out to him.
Yeah, we know Aaron.
Shout out Aaron. I know he'll listen. Well, if I can just say one last time, because if we have to go, thank you for listening. To the new listeners, I look forward to taking you on this ride with us. To the loyal listeners, your boy is back.